You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Today's briefing is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you the visibility and control needed to make smart decisions and grow with confidence. Save time and money and gain agility and scale by managing your company's finances in one place in real time. From your desktop or phone. Start today, right now. NetSuite is offering valuable insights with a free guide, 7 key strategies to grow your profits at netsuite.com/wired. Get your free guide at netsuite.com/wired.
The most interesting thing in tech is an announcement from Andreessen Horowitz, one of the most important venture capital firms in Silicon Valley, that they're starting a second cryptocurrency and blockchain fund and capitalizing it with $500 million. I think it was 2 years ago that they started their first fund with $300 million. What's interesting is that a lot of the energy around blockchain investing and investing in cryptocurrencies has dropped. There was a bubble, the bubble burst, a lot of the investors went away. Andreessen Horowitz's philosophy, though, has always been a little different. It's not about just investing in coins, hoping the price of the coins goes up, which is really just speculative. It's much more about investing in technologies that will help blockchain technology grow and become more important. There are a couple of general partners at the firm who believe that this is a new paradigm, that by creating decentralized services, you change the way technology works, just as mobile devices did. Now, that isn't something that I think there's a ton of evidence for yet. Think about whatever business you're in. Probably a bunch of smart people have made blockchain applications, but is anything actually better and different? Probably not. Most of the money that has been made in blockchain and crypto investing has been because coins have gone up because of speculative bubbles. However, that's not to say that this isn't just a revolution that will take more time than we've previously thought. And the fact that Andreessen is putting in $500 million is a pretty good sign. Some pretty smart people think there's promise there. So something very much to watch. Of course, once they made the announcement, the price of Bitcoin, which had plummeted, is starting to go back up.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.